Favre to Freeman. That was the Monday night miracle in the year 2000. In 2015, it's Rodgers to Rodgers for the Motor City miracle. We'll break it down in this week's Chalk Talk. The play ended a whole lot better than it started. The Lions are rushing just three, but somehow they split a pair of double teams and get some pressure. Thanks to a second effort from Don Barclay and Aaron Rodgers' mobility, the Packers stay alive.
It went a little different, but I mean, the most important part was that we were able to come down with it and be able to celebrate like we are now.
Meanwhile, downfield, all the Packers' wideouts are 4 and 5 yards deep in the end zone, drawing all the coverage, while Richard Rodgers is all by his lonesome.
It's written in the playbook as my job is to box out and Devontae is supposed to jump and I'm supposed to wait for a tip. So I might get an MA for that, but I'll take it, I guess.
Back upfield, Aaron is actually straddling the 35 when he launches one of the longest and highest passes these eyes have ever seen.
I just look up. Honestly, it was maybe 3 seconds of trying to find it, and I saw it, and this thing was just a rainbow.
At the pot of gold, Adams is in good position for a possible catch. Randall Cobb is ready for any rebound, but none of that is necessary as the Rodgers connection connects for a Packer victory.
That was fun to be a part of. It was a great game. That's one of those games where you go out, you play as hard as you can, and you see what happens at the end. And tonight we were fortunate enough to come out with a huge play at the end.